Hi, and welcome to the Organized for Success podcast, the show where we provide home organizing and productivity tips so that you can get your home and life organized and stay organized. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen.
Hi there. I'm so excited to have Angela Sutcliffe on our show today. Thank you so much for joining us, Angela.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's a real honor.
Oh, thank you. So we're going to talk a bit about your journey, because from what I understand, there was a time in your life where you had a little bit of too much stuff. And you now, like, I'm looking at the background right now, your office is absolutely gorgeous. So you have actually turned a corner by going from having too much stuff to now being able to have a home that's absolutely gorgeous. So I was wondering if you could share it with us, some of the tips that you learned through your journey. And one of the questions I have for you right now is, like, have you always been organized? Was there a time in your life where you just couldn't keep up, or do you know the skills kind of thing that you've always been organized throughout your life?
Oh, Kathy, I wish I could say yes. I'm just like the paragon of organization. But the truth is, my mom and I used to have a joke, and we used to say, in this world, you can be one of two things. You can be organized or you can be interesting. And thank God we chose interesting. No, it hasn't come naturally to me at all. But I have to say that, and, you know, I say this a lot, it's never if, it's when. As we get older, we start to inherit stuff. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me was my dad died, my mom died. And when my mom died, because she hadn't been organized and she'd been a bit of a hoarder, I inherited into my, at that time, one bedroom apartment, her three bedroom house that she downsized into it, or she, pardon me, crammed into a two bedroom apartment. And I brought it all into my place to figure out what I was going to do with it. Wow. So that was the beginning of my learning, you can't keep it all.
Right. That's so true. And that's one of the things I try to let people know, is that you don't want to leave everything to your kids, right? So it happens all the time. I've worked with people where we've gone into four bedroom home and they've been living there for 40 years and the children have to deal with it. And it's a challenge for sure. So I can't imagine you bringing all that into your apartment. That must have been a real challenge for sure.
Oh, at one stage, there was just one little path into, you know, each room, because I, you know, it takes a while because you're going through the grieving process. You're going through the, oh, I can't throw this out because mom treasured it so much process, until finally you think, I can't live like this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's actually, that's a really good point, because sometimes you're just not ready to go through those items. You're just not ready. You're, like you said, you're grieving. And I always think that, you know, you have to wait until you're ready. But with you, you kind of were forced to get ready because you didn't want to live in that condition of having so much stuff.
Exactly. And then I managed to move into where I am now, which is a two bedroom apartment. And at one stage just before I moved, I thought, I'm not paying to move all this stuff. Right. So a lot of stuff, some stuff went to consignment and the rest moved with me. And it all went really well. I just managed to put it on ignore as I kept on with my daily life, until the night I had a flood.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And the funny thing was, the flood was the night before my birthday.
Oh, no.
So little did I know, it was going to be the biggest birthday gift I've ever had. It was amazing, because being in an apartment, of course, everything is level on the floor, so the flood doesn't just stop in a puddle, it goes right through the apartment. And all the carpeting had to be ripped out right through the apartment, and that's what started me to think about how I was going to let go of stuff.
Wow. So, that's unfortunate. So you're right. So like the whole apartment, like every room was flooded pretty well.
Yeah.
Like it all had to be ripped up.
Stepping out into your hallway and going sploot into an unexpected puddle.
Oh my gosh.
And the worst thing was, it was a toilet leak. The seal had broken around the toilet. So just because it was the toilet, the carpet all had to go anyhow. Like it wasn't dishwasher or some nice stuff like that. So wow. Every single room.
So did you actually, because I've worked with clients before when they've had flooding, did you have anything damaged besides, like, did you have, because did you have a lot of things that were damaged, furniture, pictures, anything like that, or were you lucky enough to have?
I was that one. I was lucky. Fortunately, I literally stepped out of my office into the hallway into a massive puddle. And I realized what it was. And I turned off the valve to the toilet right away. And I called the superintendents in the building to come and have a look at it. And so we managed to contain the puddle-ish stuff to an area where the rest of it just sort of got damp. And I was able to move furniture out of the way. But that, you know, when you've got a really crowded apartment, moving furniture out of the way is no mean feat.
No. Wow. So, how did you feel when you had to start going through those items to decide what to keep and what not to?
Well, it's we talked a minute ago about the grief and the letting go, and of course I still had a lot of mom's stuff and dad's stuff in my stuff. And what I had to do is I was able to move furniture from one room into another room while they worked on the floor. We switched out, you know, carpet for hardwood, so they were able to do the floors room by room. And when it came time to putting the furniture back into that room, I noticed that I got to a stage where I thought, that's enough. If I put any more in this room, it's not going to look good.
Right.
So then I had to start sorting. And about that time, I came across a book called Swedish Death Cleaning.
Yes.
And it's that whole book about, so I've just been landed with getting rid of all my mom's and dad's stuff. Who's going to get rid of my stuff? Especially since I don't have family. And I thought, well, that's going to be my two best friends. And is this fair? And so once I got the right amount of furniture into each room, I was still left with a huge amount of stuff. And I'd look at it and I'd think, I'm emotionally attached to it. My mom was emotionally attached to it. But whoever comes in to get rid of this stuff after I'm gone is just going to chuck it in the garbage. It's really, when I looked at it, I thought, this is not my stuff. This is my mother's stuff. It's her taste in decor. It's her memorabilia. It's her tchotchkes. It's not mine. It's not how I see myself in the world.
Right.
So I was able to let go of a certain amount of stuff. And one of the things I found, Kathy, is yes, there was an emotional charge with the beginning. But I just kept saying to myself, but when I'm gone, but when I'm gone, but when I'm gone. And I was able to get rid of that. And then it got to a stage where I realized I was getting depressed. And when I sat back, I thought, now I'm getting into the really deeper emotional things that I have to let go of anyhow.
Right. Yes, it sure does bring up a lot of memories, a lot of emotions for sure. Yeah, it can be definitely challenging.
It does. And I started the main part 2 years ago with the flood. But you know, it's only at Christmas time this year, so 2 years later, that I was able to dig into just about the last of the strong emotional connection stuff.
Right. Wow, that's such a powerful story that you're sharing with us today. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. So what now, what do you think is the biggest benefit of having less stuff and being able to let go of some of your parents' items?
If that's an interesting question, the benefit in being able to let go, because you'd think they'd be the same, but they're not. The benefit has been, in my mind, I still think, oh, I'm having people coming over. I better go and clean my kitchen, or I better go and clean my living room. And I walk out there and I think, there's nothing to clean. Like, there's nothing lying around. And I laughed because I said to one of my friends, I remember having a coffee mug just like yours. I wonder where it went. And she said, could it be in the back of the cupboard? And I said, I don't have a back of the cupboard. So one of the benefits is, although my mind still runs that Gotta clean up. I laugh at myself because anyone can drop in at any time because I've cut things down to what I need. And so there's no clutter.
Wow.
And that gives me so much energy in my head and energy in myself to be in a clutter-free environment.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? I always say that being organized is like having a breath of fresh air. And it is. It's just that load off your back when you can let those things go and just keep what you need. It's refreshing. It really is refreshing.
And I'll go one further than that. It's like a hurricane of fresh air. It's not just a little breath. It's like, woof, boy, do I feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true.
You've almost got, well, you do. You have to do it to feel it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You asked me about the emotional part. And that was really interesting because, again, it's one of those things that gradually moved into my being. And suddenly one day I had that realization as I looked around my place and I thought, 90% of this place is my mother's stuff. And I am so far removed from my mother and her taste. You know, we were 180 degrees opposite. And so that allowed me to get the last push done. I said, I want to be me now.
Right.
And that was another really energetic break. I'm tired of living someone else's life.
That's a really good point. And it's not like you're going to forget your mom just because you don't have her items anymore. You can still have your space, your home, and still have wonderful memories of your parents. And you can keep some memorabilia. Like I always say, you know, if it's small, if you have the space for it, keep it if that's something you really want to do. But if you don't have the space and it's taking up, you know, your home, and like you say, it was like her stuff is not even your taste. So it didn't feel like your home probably anymore.
No, and as you can see behind me, the two beautiful black
yes.
vases, and on the top shelf, you probably can't see them, but there's a pair of elephants. Those were my mother's treasures, but I've been able to, and I loved them, and I've been able to incorporate them
yes.
into something that's mostly mine. And I think that's the trick, is if it stands out and it's there and it's like, hello, it's your mom speaking, it's probably a good time to let it go.
Good point. So now, I'm assuming you don't have any regrets on anything you let go. Is there anything you regret?
There's two things that I think I really shouldn't have let those go. And then in the next thought, I think, where would you have put them? And since you remember them so strongly, why do you actually still feel you needed the objects? So it's, you know, I think, I suspect we all have something that we say, oh, but the reality is, I have the memory so deeply embedded in my mind that I can call them up at any moment.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't have to dust them.
So, you know, that's a good point because sometimes we keep things because, you know, you just have a hard time letting go. And if you can let them go, are you going to regret letting them go? And so what I usually suggest is there is sometimes something you do wish you could have. But if you let 99 things go out of 100, you're way ahead of the game, right? Because you can't keep everything that you want to, just if you don't have the space for it, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I kept reminding myself all through the process that these things were going to homes where people were going to treasure them. I have a beautiful Maltese cross all done in lace in a frame. And 2 weeks ago, and that my mother lived in Malta for the early years of her life. And the other day I called up a friend of mine who is also from Malta. And I said, look, I have this. Would you like it? And she was over the moon at the thought of having it. And I thought, well, that's better than just having it stuck behind three paintings on the floor because I have nowhere to put them.
It's always so, better to let somebody else enjoy them, for sure.
Let someone else enjoy them. I also let some of my stuff go to a free Facebook site. And one of the women called me and she said, my daughter has just fled from an abusive marriage,
Oh, wow.
trying to set her up in an apartment. And we would love to have whatever you can give to her.
Oh, that's nice.
And I thought, well, you know, this is stuff I just had parked on shelves, didn't use, didn't need. What a wonderful new life for them to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
I think we forget that part. I think we forget, we think when it's gone, it's in the garbage. But I think we forget that it lives on where it should go.
Yeah, that's so true. Somebody else's treasures, right? Our junk could be somebody else's treasures. So one thing I wanted to mention, Angela, is that you are a business coach as well. And I've watched you and you're amazing. You have some great tips. But being organized as a business owner, as a coach, you must find that it's so important as well. So do you have any tips on how you could help other business owners who are struggling with organization?
Yes, and the tough thing about business is it's very systematic. And this is, I would almost say the business trained me to be organized. And part of that, you know, I always say to people, you can't work in clutter. You think you can, but when you think that with audible noise, you see people on construction sites with headphones on, and you know that, you know, the safety boards for construction have decibel levels at which you're going to harm your hearing. And I see that as visual noise. If I walk into somebody's office and I'm not sure they're there because there's so much stuff around, you know, and I have a friend who just spent 11 weeks rehabbing a leg because she got up from her desk, turned around, fell over a box.
Oh, no.
So we have to be cognizant that these are not just, oh, I can find anything I want. They are energy drains. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you can, you know, clean off the clutter, because most of it you don't need anyhow. And the other thing I say is most of us entrepreneurs are very visual, so we're afraid to put things away in case we forget them. So if that's your case, go to somewhere like Staples, get those plastic boxes, not storage boxes, you know the ones I mean, like your in-basket boxes.
Right.
And stack them at the back of your desk by the wall and put your clutter into there so that you can see it, you won't forget it, and it's there for you to go through when you go through it. But no, business is very organized and we can't afford not to be.
No, because it's, you really can lose out on productivity too, right? So if you're not organized, you're spending your time trying to find things. And, you know, it's just not as productive as we could be. So it's a given when you're an entrepreneur, business owner, you really do, or anyone really, need to be organized for sure.
It comes back to that energy field. You're quite right. It's not just productivity. It's the energy boost. When you walk into a wonderful clean room, you know where everything is. You know what you're going to do today. It's just, that's the way it is.
Right. I totally agree. And, you know, sometimes I will be busy and I might have a stack of paper on my desk and then I'll have to just, before the day's over, I just try to disperse it where it belongs because otherwise I will forget about things. If it's in a pile, I'll forget. But I like your idea of having stackable trays or something like that, even if they were labeled to make it easier for you. Some people like that. But then you can still see that it's there, it needs to be taken care of, and it's not put away in a filing cabinet, for example.
I think a quick story I'll tell you, and I tell this to everyone I work with. I used to go out with a guy that rebuilt old cars. And in his garage, you know, he had the car, he had his workbench, he had his tools. And every night his friends would pile into the garage and they'd work for hours tinkering. But he never came into the house before he totally cleaned every tool and put it away. And I said to him, this is really amazing. I wouldn't have thought, you know, this was so important. And he said, Angela, I work all day. So when I come home from work and I want to go in and play with my cars, I don't want to start by cleaning up the area.
Right.
And that's what stayed in my mind about my office. I don't want to come in every morning and waste half an hour or an hour cleaning up my workspace.
Yeah, I agree. And it's also stressful. If you haven't even started your day yet and you have to start tidying up because everything's all over the place, you're starting off already in a stressful way, right? So definitely I'm the same way. I like to have everything put away so that when I start fresh in the morning, it's all ready to go.
Well, like every entrepreneur, you know, every single thing that draws our attention is a bright, shiny object. And you said it well. You said, there goes your productivity. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a plan for the day, but you picked up a pile and it was like, oh, I should do that and I should do that. You're 100% right.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Angela, for joining us today. You had some wonderful tips, definitely. And where can people reach out to you if they have any questions on being more productive with their business or any kind of business tips or questions? Where could they reach you?
Well, they can find me on my Facebook page, Angela Sutcliffe Business Consulting. They can find me on LinkedIn, and they can find me on Instagram. I post different things on each platform, but they're all business tips. Or they can just hop on my website and see what I do, Angela at Angela or AngelaSutcliffe.com.
Perfect. And I'll make sure to put the links in the show notes so that people can reach out to you if they have any questions.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And keep doing what you're doing. You're like an angel in disguise for everyone.
Thank you so much, Angela. I appreciate that. Thanks again.